Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Journey Towards Transformation. I am your host, Lila Powell, and I welcome you, I greet you, and I am grateful for you this day. Now, as the promo for my show says, it is my welcome. I am returning to Blog Talk Radio. I've been gone for a bit, but I am back, and tonight's show will be a reintroduction to me, my mission, and my ministry, and talking about the great people I will be having on as guests and really sort of the format, as we go forward. So who am I? I am Lila Powell. I am an inspirational speaker, an ordained minister, a valley girl, a happy, healthy, and wealthy woman. I am the author of 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. It is a inspirational and spiritual self-help and self-development book, and I'll give you more information about that. I am an inspirational speaker with the goal to encourage and empower people to develop their spiritual selves, which is the foundation and the sort of the core of your true self. You've got to have balance. You've got to work out and do the things to take care of your physical body, from exercising to eating right. You've got to take care of your mind by taking in uplifting, encouraging, and knowledgeable information. You need to be around holistic, healthy, and wealthy people. And you need to develop and grow yourself spiritually. And in a world today where people are sick of religion or sick of the place where they grew up, there are people who are still hungry. Because that spiritual aspect, just like I have to eat every day, spiritual aspect of myself needs to be fed every day. And part of my mission and ministry is to come alongside, to be a resource, to assist you as you develop and move forward and grow spiritually. And so I am thrilled to be back. So tonight we'll talk a little bit about the format of the program or how I see it. And I will tell you now, get yourself ready for some amazing guests. As I said, I am the author of a book. I published it in April, and I reached out to people on Blog Talk Radio. I actually stalked their pages and asked complete strangers to let me be on their radio program to talk with them about my book and to get the information out about my book to the public, and I was met by so many gracious, kind, loving, wonderful people who opened their doors to me, gave over the platform of their radio program to me and allowed me the opportunity to introduce myself, to be myself, to talk about my book. And in the midst of that, I've had some amazing interactions with people who, when the phone call began, we were strangers. But when the conversation ended, we had found out that we were long-lost friends. And so my intention is to, every other week, have a guest speaker on my program. The weeks in between, we'll talk about my book. My book is, as it's called, The 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. It's a 30-day devotional to helping us focus, giving us right thoughts, helping us have right actions, encouraging us in right self-expression. And so that will be the foundation for the times when we are apart. So I have 30 great things to talk about, and I have so many amazing guests to have on as well. So what I thought I'd do today is let's go through, give you kind of a sneak peek onto some of the topics that are in the book. Oh, by the way, let me give out the call-in number. If you would like to call in and speak with me, you can call area code 347-826-7371. Again, that is area code 347-826-7371. This program will be on every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which I know is a little bit late for my Eastern Standard Time friends, which of course puts it at 11 p.m. their time. And what we'll do beginning next week is the first thing we'll talk about next week is my book, and the first lesson or the first resource, the first guide in my book, we'll talk about gratitude. And then I'm hoping the next week, an amazing guest. I don't know who it is yet. I have a couple people in mind, and they are all very busy, and they're also on the East Coast. So it takes a little extra work. I'll have to make sure they take a nap during the middle of the day so that we are good to go. I am grateful for this opportunity to be back on the air. One of the things that as I encourage people to develop and grow spiritually, as I encourage people to be their true selves and to follow their passions, I have to check myself and make sure that I am doing that. I spent the last year being laid off for the first time. I've been working since I was 16. So that is in 35 years to not have work was very challenging for me. And even though I don't think it's an accident that today is the 1 year anniversary of me being laid off, that I walked into work at 8:30 a.m. and I walked out of there before 2 p.m. carrying all my things with me, that I can say that in the midst of financial challenges and relationship challenges and housing challenges, that being laid off was a complete gift. It is one of the best things that ever happened to me, and I am grateful. I know, let me say it again, just in case you thought you misheard what I said, that being laid off, that in the midst of all the other things that go with being laid off financially and the effect it has on your relationships and everything, that effect it had on me to not know how to not work and that to realize that part of my self-value was tied to working and making money, and when I wasn't doing that, what was my value? And in the midst of all of that, and you know, when you're married, money, what do married couples fight about the most? Money and sex. And so when money is funny or it's circulating and it's away from you and on its way to you, it can create stress and all those things. You know, your friends want to go out and, you know, either they're going to have to host you or loan you, so all those things. And in the midst of all of that and in the insecurities and in the questions and in the wonderings, I am still grateful. For in this last year, I first of all published a book. I'll tell the story of that when I came home and I actually called my husband and said, "Hey, can you come pick me up?" He's like, "Why, you're not feeling good?" I said, "No, I got laid off." And he was so shocked. He's like, "I need to get my mind around this. Can you ride the train?" And I thought, yes, if you're not in a state to drive, because right now it's just bewildered and shocked and you can't believe it, I'll ride the train. So we got home. I said, "I got to get some greasy comfort food." So we went to Amici's and got pizza, which is so good. And we just talked. And I said, "Well, I'm getting a check for this amount. I'm getting a check for that amount." And he says, "Well, on your last paycheck, we're going to finish and make the last payment on publishing your book." I said, "Oh, we can't do that. We need that money." He says, "No. We're going to get your book published." And true to his word, we did that. And in April, my beautiful book, the book that was inside of me, my first of many gifts to the published. I've given my gifts to the world in many other ways, but my first published gift to the world came in April. And it is a result of having the time to work on my book because I was laid off. Also, being laid off gave me the opportunity to explore and develop myself. One of the things that this is a spiritual program, but your sexuality and your sensuality are also a part of your spirituality. That anyone will tell you the best sex they ever had was when there was that spiritual connection and they were at one with their whole selves. Well, during this year, I was able to, this time off, able to develop and experience and evolve and expand my passionate, sensual and sexual self, and that is something that I will talk about on this program, because they're not separate. You don't have to be sexual and erotic and all those things, or you be spiritual. No, it's about integrating our whole selves, being our whole self. And during this time off, I was able to do that. I know you're all like, "What in the heck is she talking about?" Well, you know, I don't kiss and tell, so some things I can talk about, and other things, you'll have to either talk to me privately or be a friend of mine, or we can become friends. But I am grateful because by not working, it gave me the time to do that. It also gave me the time to develop and meet new people. And so now I have a lovely group of ladies that I go out with. We call it Ladies Night Out. and it is five of us, and we just go out and we talk and we laugh. No husbands, no kids, no work, just five women enjoying each other's company and laughing. And it is a blessing. All of that came about at this time. I was able to develop and spend more time with my daughter. And actually, I enjoyed that. We got to go out. I told her in the beginning of the year that that's one of the things I wanted to do in 2014. And then 6 days later, I get laid off. I'm like, wow, I really have the time to do that. Situation worked out to where she lived with us for a while. It just really turned out to be a blessing to be able to have that time at home to be around her. And of course, as I mentioned, by being off from work, I was able to stalk. But someone used a non-stalkerish type word. I was determined or forward-thinking, or I'll leave it at that. And I was able to go and find people, as I said at the beginning, who had a radio program. And can I be on your radio program? Well, sure. Well, can you be on at 6:30? Well, what they're saying is 6:30 Eastern time, which meant 3:30 Pacific time. And if I was working, I wouldn't have been able to do that. I was on shows at 12 in the afternoon. So, again, what appeared a year ago today to be bad news actually turned out to be very, very wonderful. And so I am grateful. It is no accident that I come back to Blog Talk Radio on the anniversary of me being laid off, on the beginning of my journey to expanding myself, to developing myself, to getting in touch with myself, to knowing the things I want to keep in my life, and joyously and gratefully with love releasing the things that I don't want to have in my life. And that's part of the things that I'm doing this year. There's some conversations that I had over and over again, and people I wanted to talk about, nope, they didn't come with me in the 2015, those conversations and those thoughts. And so I am grateful that a year ago a door was closed, but windows and doors were thrown open. And I'm grateful for the people on the other sides of those windows and doors welcoming me, encouraging me, and inviting me to come forward and to be with them. So I want to, then I think I gave you a teaser and said that I would speak about my book, give you a couple sneak peeks into the book. So this is my program. Part of it is about promoting my book. So don't be shocked if I talk about my book. But I also want to talk about, cracking myself up. Also want to talk about the other thing that I do is that I am an inspirational speaker. So if you're looking for someone to be your Women's Day speaker, your missionary speaker, if you have a conference and you're looking for a speaker to come and talk about, or even at your company that you own or that you work at, you're welcome to go to my website, www.30dayjourneytowardstransformation.com, and there you'll see a page that tells the topics that I speak about. I can always tailor the topic to your group, and that is my pleasure to talk about what is it, how can I best inspire, or let me exegete your audience, and those things. So again, www.30dayjourneytowardstransformation.com, which is also the name of my book. Say, well, where can I buy your book? I did it 1,000 times. I'm so glad you asked. You can buy my book on Amazon. You can get a hard copy, soft copy, or a Kindle copy. So it is also electronic. Or you can go to Balboa Press, which is the company that published my book. I do want to say, if you want to call in, as you're welcome to do, you can call it area code 347-826-7371. So let's get back to the sneak peek about my book. You know, I'm holding it here in front of me, and there is still a part of me. It's like when I very first held my child. It was like a miracle. It's like, how did this happen? You know, one of the things is, even though I'm a mature woman and I'm still able to have children, I know that there are things I'm going to give birth to this year. Just like last year, I gave birth to this book. And so when I look at it, it's like, wow. I look at the cover. And this image was created for me. I wanted a butterfly. And so when they sent the image to me, I said, I want a picture of like a butterfly. And my husband said very gently, anybody can take a picture of a butterfly and put it on the cover of their book. But they've created this, and he went through the colors and how all those things represented something to me. And so why? What is it about? What is it about my title, 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation, and I have a butterfly on the cover? Why? Transformation is a journey. It's not an event. I have a butterfly because I love their journey, that they appear to be something not worthwhile, just caterpillar, just a little bug crawling on the ground, but then something inside is calling that caterpillar to something bigger, something better, to develop and expand and then become something new. And that drive causes the caterpillar to become encased in a circumstance that's new, that it appears that it's trapped and can't get out, that it's in the dark, that something new is happening. And when it emerges, it is this beautiful flying creature where at one time all it could do was crawl. Now it can fly and soar and bring life. It goes from flower to flower, taking life. But what I enjoy about it is that it doesn't become a butterfly, come out of the cocoon and then drop dead. Like, oh, that was a transformation. Hey, that no, transformation is about going on that next step of your journey and then transforming again. And so that's what I do. I'm a lady told me one time, a beautiful woman, Renee Wiggins, author and Blog Talk Radio host, said, you're a transformation strategist. Yes, I am a strategist to help you, to assist you, to guide you, to resource you on your journey towards transformation. And so 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation, I have 30 days of devotional guides to help you. The first one is gratitude, and the last one is gratitude, because gratitude should be the beginning and the end of our daily interactions. And so I'm going to read one of my favorite stories in here. It is something that I've experienced. It's a story about my mother, and I gladly share this devotion. It's called Prayer. The two quotes from this is, prayer is the voice of faith. And this is a quote from William Van Horn. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And that is from Mark 11:24. My mom had cataract surgery. One eye was fine. The other eye, however, had some complications. After several visits, the doctor said another surgery was the only real viable option. Following the surgery, the doctor told my mom to come the next day for a follow-up and left her this diagnosis. When you come back, the complication may still be there, and then we may need to talk about a different type of surgery. My mom's response, I'm going to pray, and I know that God will heal me. What happened the next day? Mom's eye was perfect. The doctor said sometimes that can happen, but she was sure when mom returned next week, the complication would still be there. What happened next week? Mom's eye was perfect. Over a year later, mom's eye is perfect, and the doctor really does not understand. My mom knows God as healer. When she prayed, she did not beg, plead, or demand. She spoke the truth. God, you are my healer. I know my eye is in perfect health. I know what you're thinking. Mom is some sort of super saint. No. She does what the Christ instructed us all to do. Pray believing we have already received. Prayer is a reflection of who we know God to be. If we know God as love, graciousness, kindness, abundance, merciful, beautiful, and joy, we will pray with confidence and welcome, make room for our request to manifest. Ah, yes, that's some pretty good things in this book. And so I love that story, and it's something that I share all the time, because one of the challenges is whenever my mother goes to the hospital, and graciously and gratefully, she doesn't go very often, but there was a time where it seemed like she was in there for a bit, and they would say, well, what surgeries have you had? And it would be like, sit down. But the thing is that she is still standing at 78 years old. I get annoyed because I call her. She's never at home. My cousin's like, hey, I need your mom to take care of my baby. Where is she? I'm like, well, if you didn't make a reservation, good luck with that. But that this woman, coming from a poor family with the upbringing she had, she could have been in a completely different place. But she has chosen to walk by faith. And her body has been healed plenty of times because she's called out to God as her healer. Let me give you another sneak peek. Of course, everything in here, I used to say when I passed the church, this is my favorite verse, this is my favorite song. And then someone brought it out to me, and I told my daughter, she's my favorite daughter. She said, well, I'm your only daughter. I said, but you're still my favorite. I mean, sheesh. So, of course, I always say things are my favorite things because I love them so much, and I like most things all the time. So let's read this one. It's called Dance. If you have the choice to sit out or dance, I hope you dance. And this is from a beautiful country song, and the people who composed it are Mark D. Sanders and Tia Sillers. I see them mostly in the grocery store. They have caught my attention. Initially, I was irritated, but then my curiosity was piqued, and finally, I was inspired. Have you seen them? You know. Children dancing in the grocery store aisle? It can be any aisle. Frozen foods, breakfast cereals, cheese, or the soda aisle. These dancing children seem to be 100% oblivious to where they are, the task at hand, and the rules of behavior for the grocery store. How can they be dancing? What song or soundtrack are they listening to? Aha! I have become inspired because I think they are hearing the sound of their souls, the soundtrack of unconditional love, joy, abundance. Unlike us adults, they have stayed connected to the divine instead of connecting to the judgments and opinions of others, the status quo and lack of self-love and lack of self-acceptance. The remedy? Simple. Reconnect to the divine. Choose joy, love, fun, peace, and abundance. Restart the soundtrack of unconditional love and acceptance of our own divinity. And when given the choice, choose to dance. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to do one more, and then we're going to be ready to sign off. I'm going to call out the names. We're going to agree together that I'm going to call out the names of people I want to have on my radio program, who, of course, the majority of them are the gracious and host, gracious hosts who open their doors to me. And then we're just going to dream big and just yell out some big names. No, because nothing is impossible with God. And I'm going to read my last one coming from one of my favorite people. It's called Be You. Be you. This is today's the quote. Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you. And this quote is from Dr. Seuss. Ah, the wisdom and genius of Dr. Seuss. I don't really have much more to add. Be you. Not who your driver's license or birth certificate says you are. Not who your genetics, job, family, society says you are. Be your true self. Divine, love, abundant, joy, peace, prosperous, whole, a creator. Let the real you emerge today. And so those are just three little sneak peeks of the things that we will be covering every other week, for I will have a guest in the weeks in between. And this will be a time for us in our journey towards transformation, that as we all come together, as we all come into community, Namaste, the God in me sees the God in you, and we will develop and encourage that more and more. Well, the time has gotten away, and so let me first of all say thank you to those who are listening or will be listening, because these programs are archived. Let me thank whoever started Blog Talk Radio. I'm not the most technical person, and this is so simple, even someone like me, who my daughter calls a tech-tard, can do this. So let me just throw out some names of some people that I am wanting to have on this program. I'm wanting to have Dr. Walter Sims. I had initially wanted to begin this program in September and was hoping to have him as my first guest, and things just got all discombobulated. But I'm still hoping to have Dr. Walter Sims. Of course, my brother from another mother, and his mother is an amazing woman, Clifton McKnight, to have the amazing author, and he's an author as well, and a great speaker, and a real estate guru, Renee Wiggins, and Faith A. Believer, and I, of course, have Carla. Now, you know, trying to, from Designing Your Life on my program, of course, Technician Day from the East Coast, to have Rhonda Andrews on the program, Paul Lawrence Mann, Sonia Nadina Haynes, of course, my sister girl up in San Francisco, Amy Tamman, Of course, it probably would have been better if I'd written these names down. But all the people who were gracious. And when I said, can I come on your program? They said, of course. To have Sherry Gideon's. Of course, the very first program I was on was Tippi Felsenstein, a beautiful and wonderful woman who I met through Toastmasters, to have her on the program as well. I would love to have John Parenti, who is a comedian and actor, and I wasn't on his program. I don't know if he has one, but he's an author, and both him and I were in Toastmasters together. And something funny about John is that he asked me, because a couple people, me and Therese and Melissa, talked about creating your own life, using a vision board, affirmations, and things. And he was like, does that stuff really work? And I think he can tell you in his own words it did, because now he is a published author. And, of course, how could I forget about Tina Hobson, Superwoman, and C. Maria Hall, Healing Through Hurt. And, of course, my girl in New York, Blaze, I Am a Success Story. Wow. Wow. So many great people. And, of course, my own mentor, Beverly Phelps Jones. And she's definitely going to have two programs because, she does so many things that we just can't talk about it in one thing. And I just love her wisdom. Who else is going to be on this program? I always tell people, let's dream big. So, of course, I'm going to have Oprah Winfrey on the program. I'm going to have Barack Obama. And we're going to ask him about Roswell and all those UFO things, which I love. You know, there are just some people to talk about that stuff that I love. I'm going to have Denise Salone, who is a woman that has a company called Interlude, and it is about sexuality and sensuality and provocativeness, and I love it. I want to have Tiffany Janae. She is a woman that works for Yoni Aid. You know, ladies, our sexuality and our sensuality, you know, some people tell them when they get in their 50s and stuff, they don't have sex. Well, I got married late. But, you know, I'm in my 50s, and I'm like, why would I give this good stuff up? Yeah, but you got to take care of yourself. And that also involves that. So I'm going to send Tiffany a thing today and say, hey, I have a radio program. Would you like to be on that? I think I may have my friend Ray Dora, who is a preacher, a poetess, an LGBT advocate, because we got to talk about things that may make some people uncomfortable, but just because it makes you uncomfortable doesn't mean it's not important to talk about. So living large, being happy, and so grateful. Again, we're running out of time, and I want to thank you for listening to this program, either live with me, or you'll see it when I put it on my Facebook page, or you come across it, listen to it in the archives. Know that next week we'll begin with my book, as I hold it in my hands and show it towards the computer, like you can see it, The 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation, and we will start with the first devotion, which is on gratitude. And I will give you a sneak peek. I was encouraged to do a 365-day days of gratitude. So every day on Facebook, I post things that I am grateful for. But a friend of mine, Rhea Wilkie, of course, I'd have to have her on my program. Now, before she gets out of bed, she expresses her gratitude as a prayer. And I encourage anyone that I work with in their personal development to write down every day five things, at least for 30 days, five things that they are grateful for, to get your focus off of what you don't have, get your focus on what you do have, and become in alignment with all the good that you have. Again, thank you for joining me on Journey Towards Transformation. I am your host, Villa Powell, author and inspirational speaker, author of the book, 30-Day Journey Towards Transformation. This show is on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I am grateful for having you here today. And grateful for those of you who listen later. And grateful for the many amazing guests that I don't even know who are going to be begging to be on this radio program. I'm going to say yes, 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 yes. So it is my hope that as you sleep, dream, and play, as my beautiful friend Alea says, and of course I'd have to have Alea on my program, that you are blessed, encouraged, and empowered. And until we meet again next week, namaste, I see the God in you. Bye-bye.